Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and I am your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. Let's get it. Yo, what's going on, ladies and G's? It's that time of the week. Yep, it's Monday, baby. And you already know we're kicking things off on the right foot to make sure we're ready to tackle any obstacles that stand in our way from achieving our goals. We are currently 43 days into the new year, and I must say, so far, I'm loving the process. You know the days where you lose some, win some, right? Where they're long days and shorter nights? Those are the best days because the grind is real. And I know many of you sliding out the bed right now and not really wanting to get up this morning, but I'm going to shed some light on the fact that you only get one life. What if I told you this was your last Monday of your life? What if I told you that you would die this week? Would you complain about your crappy job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it, right? You'll go much harder and much faster every second of the day. And that's really what it takes. It takes understanding that. And if you're not pumped right now and you're debating something you're about to do, like, I understand you got bills to pay and debt to get rid of and having to take care of the family, but we have so much opportunity around us that we can take advantage of and can potentially help with our current problems. I just don't get the mentality of being head down and sad on, a Monday morning. I mean, you can probably tell that I'm excited, right? And you can probably hear it in my voice. Like, I'm going to make Monday morning my bitch. And you should too. And here's the thing. Because I know many of you get pumped up and get excited about these segments I do. But if you're not taking heed to what I'm saying and grabbing the message out of it and actually applying it to your life, then it's a complete waste of time. You have to realize in order to get ahead and live your life to the fullest, you have to have a pattern of breaking your current habits, right? You have to break your current habits, guys. Get out of that pattern, that routine that you're in. You have to call out the day in advance and set a plan. Whether you got a calendar and you write down your plans in advance and check them in the morning and come back at night just to see if you accomplished them all, or you visiting, your parents and having that real serious talk, that one-on-one, and saying, you know what? This isn't for me. I'm not taking your negativity anymore. I'm going to do it, right? Whatever it may be, you have to make a decision and decide right now that you are in control of your life. I don't want to see or hear anyone complaining about X, Y, and Z when you're laying at home on a couch watching an entire season of Game of Thrones versus working on yourself like you promised and tell everyone in your family that you were gonna do it. Like, if you're living and are excited just for the weekends, then your shit is just broken. Instead of getting excited about, living for the remainder of the week and excited about your current life and what you have planned, you should instead get excited about and hold on to that excitement until you reach your goal. And then after that, keep holding on to it, Don't quit. Like, make that call. Take that trip. Apply for that job. Ask that girl out, Put out content. Ask for a raise. Create that podcast. Write that song. Create that video. Just take that shot. Whatever you do, make sure you do it with 120% because you never know when that big day will come. It may come today, tomorrow, a month, or 3 years from now. But you never know if you quit and give up. Many of you may be missing out on your blessings because you're sleeping in and waking up too late. Or days like today on a Monday, your blessing is right there. It's just that you're too lazy to go get it. You only get one life. So stop procrastinating and putting shit off until later. Instead, figure out how to get it done faster. You should be out hustling, out working, out thinking, out planning, and outlasting everyone in your field. When you wake up in the morning and your feet hit the ground, you better start running. Because someone is coming for your spot and you don't even know it. Someone is out there using their time and resources much better than you are right now. If you're not where you want to be right now, professionally or in life, then it's time to make a change. Time is your number one asset, right? So if time is the only thing we got, then we have to deploy it as much as possible. See, not everyone has money, right? But we all have time. That's a fact. It's what you do with your time that will determine what you will be in the future. See, there's no handouts. No one's coming to save you. And until you realize that and understand that you have to execute to your fullest potential, you will continue to run in circles and begin to wonder why nothing is changing. And let's be real. You can live on 6 hours of sleep. The question is, what are you doing with the other 18 hours? Because you can work a 9 to 5, and you know, that's about 8-9 hours, and you can travel from here and there. That's solid. That's a nice commute. Oh, and you may be a family man. Cool. You can spend 2 hours with your family and go for it, you know? But what are you doing with the other 5 hours? Scrolling in and out of Facebook and Instagram news feeds? Watching House of Cards or playing Madden? And I know some of you thinking, you know, I just spent 11 hours working. You know, that's cool. Great. But don't complain or want more. Like respect by, you know, resting and doing this and doing that. And you was giving up opportunity, right? I definitely respect and understand that. It's just that people have the audacity to want to live the 1 to 2% life without paying their dues to get there. And you have to be lucky enough to figure out your talent and what you're great at, because if you're bad at creating content or playing golf, or you're just shitty at making logos, then you're going to lose. So that's what you got to do. Moving forward into this week, you have to be aware of what you are going to do with your time that will ensure you the results you seek. Hey, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast here. As always, I greatly appreciate the love and support that you guys have been showing me since day one. I definitely appreciate it, and hopefully I was able to bring some value and some insight, especially on this segment, because I know it's kind of touchy. A lot of people touch up on it, but hopefully I was able to bring a new spin to it and actually put you to action versus just listening to it and be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. Because that's not what the main mission of this whole segment was about. It was actually about you making a decision and helping you able to determine, you know, your purpose in life and actually pushing forward and not settling, because you have so many people that are probably looking up to you and depending on you right now. And I just want to give you that extra boost and reminder to say, hey, you can do this. You got this. And with that being said, guys, hopefully, again, I was able to bring some value and insight to you. If you guys love this segment, feel free to share it, pass it along, and let me know what you thought. Also, I wanted to mention that I'm actually going ahead to Facebook now. I'm about to do something new here, stepping outside the comfort zone, right? I actually developed a Facebook page specifically around Level Up Daily, so you guys are going to actually learn and get some new insight on what I do outside of just this podcast. So if you're interested, feel free to follow me on my Facebook page. It's actually my name, DeAndre Evans, D-A-N-D-R-E. EVANS, it should pop up Level Up Daily on there. Check me out. Peace.